Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. President is Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Van Beek. We are going to close the Board of County Commissioners meeting and reopen new and afresh as the Canyon County Ambulance District Board of Commissioners. And so with that, I have called the roll is Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Van Beek are also present. And have we had this posted officially? Woohoo, all right. And I'd entertain a motion to receive the Secretary's Agenda Notice Posting Report and set the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. There's no need for amended agenda today. No hands raised, we'll move on. All right, new business. Consider signing addendum number 1 to Medevac 15CM/GCF, RFQ. All right.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, we're at this point in the process for the CMGC RFQ, and so this is the addendum number 1, and I think WBA Wesley can address what the addendum is.
Chairman, this is just a standard RFQ addendum. This is time and place to resolve any issues that have come up and then to address the questions we've got from potential contractors. We did receive one question, which is addressed there in the RFQ. And so I think, but that only one. So I'd revamp this form to the RFQ. So I was pretty happy we only got one question. I didn't have a bunch of odd things in there that people were asking questions about. So
that explains why you walked into the room patting your back.
Yes. Yes. We've already patted him on the back.
All right. All right. So, any other discussion? All right. I'd entertain a motion if there isn't any more.
Chairman, I move that the board signs addendum number 1 to the Medic 51 CMGC RFQ as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. For the verbal record, as the county, we follow this form quite most of the time. And so if it seems like we're moving through something really quick, it's the steps that we take are repetitive. It's just the questions that sometimes come in are unique and we have to deal with them. So, all right. Next item of business is discuss general issues, set policies, and give direction. Is there any general stuff for today?
Yes. Excuse me. So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I just want to bring up our Zoll cardiac monitors. They are due to be replaced. So we had budgeted, had planned on when we did our capital improvement plan when we were going out for the levy. Even we knew the cardiac monitors were coming. They're 11 years old. Around 7 to 10 years is a lifespan for a cardiac monitor. We do take care of them as far as we do the PM, and there's a reason to do that because they are a computer and they do get used and abused. They are to the point where we are definitely having more issues with them. Thankfully, when we have an issue, we're able to send them back to Zoll, and Zoll sends us a loan or two, so we're never out. Okay. And plus, we have enough backup ones, but they are at their lifetime. We are wanting to replace them in FY 2027. It's about $820,000 because there's quite a few of them and they have gone up in price from 10 years ago, about $20,000 in price.
Whoa.
So the reason I'm bringing that to the board right now is the whole valley has Zoll cardiac monitors, which is awesome because we didn't used to, but now all the hospitals do, the fire departments and Ada County paramedics over there, the Canyon County Fire Departments and Canyon County Paramedics, we're all on Zoll. And so the fire departments, Ada County is about a year behind us, but Nampa and Caldo Fire are kind of in the same boat we are with the age of theirs. They've already signed to get theirs ordered. And so we would like to, and obviously it's not an action item today, but just to bring it before you, we would like to order them at the same time because if they come at the same time, we can do joint training all across Canyon County. We can all train at the same time. The nice thing is Zoll doesn't need to be paid right now. They will take it into the next fiscal year. We can order them now. It takes about 90 days. Caldwell and Nampa have placed their orders just this week even. So we're not off, you know, if we can come back before the board in a week or so with a contract that can be signed. My main thing is I don't want to wait till October 1, order them, and now we've got two cardiac monitors in the system and we're not training the same.
Right.
But we are due. We did budget for it with the levy. We do have the funds in this fiscal. The main thing is we'd like to order them and then take them. We're hoping that I can even get Sol to delay the payment even after the January tax check. Just as nice, but even if they just go into the next fiscal, but it is something we knew was coming. It's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Thankfully, only 10 years or so to do this.
Yeah.
Chairman, I'm in favor of this. I appreciate Chief Stoll. This isn't the first time you come with efficiencies on training, budgeting, all of that. I appreciate your leadership. This makes a whole lot of sense to me, not to run two different systems and just to get it ordered. And obviously, you've developed a good relationship with Zoll where they trust you as a leader in our community, and that payment delay will benefit, but it's already budgeted for. So it looks like a win all the way around.
We just hadn't planned on coming till October 1, but that's the reason why, thankfully. And then I think, too, Zoll, these monitors have gone through the government pricing, like what we do SAVIC with the vehicles, same thing. This is the government price, and so they are part of that.
Yeah. They are part of the government pricing.
So as good a deal as we can, they're giving us about $7,500 a piece trade-in on the ones that we do have, which is reasonable. They're doing the same with Nampa Fire, Cobble Fire, and probably Access over in Ada County. So, So this is informational only today. It's just kind of bring it before you. The other thing is, contract-wise, because Nampa Fire has already gone through it, Bill Punkiny has already gone through the contract with them and done the back and forth with Zoll because they don't necessarily like some of the Idaho laws. And so they've kind of gone back and forth and got it to where it's signable. So it seems to me like from an efficiency standpoint to work with Punkiny on ours. Ours will be different because of payment, but they've already hashed out the, we don't like this, this is what we're going to do. So unless the board sees it otherwise, or WPA Wesley, there's an efficiency here that we didn't plan on. Nampa Fire was first, and they've had to pay for all that back and forth that we can
get from.
So, and we will bring all that to you
in
another meeting. So, but
perfect.
That's a big one.
Yes, that is big. Very good.
Definitely.
All right, anything else?
Yes, so we do have a reason to go into executive session under C and D.
All right.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection C regarding interest in real property, and D for records exempt from public disclosure.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.